your Cavaliers winners again. 119, 113 over the Bulls. We're 12-0.
What else is new?
What? I mean, my God. This is good stuff. You run out of things. You run out of things to say. Other than, you know, today it does start. This is the official beginning of the NBA Cup, which used to be called the in-season tournament. But today is the NBA Cup. And ladies and gentlemen, your Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference, they are in Group C with Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Cleveland, and the Washington Wizards. Not exactly a lightweight, my friend. What do you think of that? Today
starts pretty exciting. So when you told me today that cup starts today.
So you know how the NBA Cup.
Rename it NBA Cup. Rename the groups too. Don't call them Group C.
Well, yeah, that's what they need to name them after Hall of Famers.
That's all this is. Name after Hall of Famers. Group C.
Yeah, we're Group C. Yeah, name the groups after Hall of Famers. But the Jordan group. There you go. C. Group C. Pistons, Indiana, Miami, Milwaukee, Toronto, the Vince Carter group, Group B. There you go.
Yeah, well, the groups are just going to change every year, right? Because these aren't the same groups that they had last year.
Well, it's called something different last year. And we panned the in-season tournament last year. Oh, we panned it terribly. You tried to get all excited. Did you try to get excited for it?
As just something to, I wanted to see
break
if
away the monotony.
Yeah, I wanted to see if they could make the games look any different. And the first thing they did, which was met with a lot of criticism, was they changed the courts.
Yeah, they did.
So you knew if you were watching a random NBA game,
this is an in-season tournament game.
You knew that it was a different game, and
when they're playing at Williamsport, you know it's a big deal.
Yeah, a lot of people started because the first night the court, whatever it was last year, and then the courts got better, and it seemed like people were like, you know what, I could warm up to this. I just had to train my eyes a little bit to figure it out. But the question was, were these games going to seem any different? Because the rules weren't going to be any different, right? There's no different rules. It's not like they go to the Elam ending in these games.
Speaking of the court, by the way, the Athletic has a ranking 1 through 32 of the in-season or NBA Cup courts. Your Cleveland Cavaliers are ranked 21st.
What's the color scheme?
It is a black baseline and sideline. Wine court with the cup logo in the middle and then the cup in the key.
Do they dare wear the wine jerseys during this time and try the old trick play where you lay down and you get lost in the court?
So it says, let them know on the sideline, and all three people from the Athletic are panning the let them know. Slogan, which has been around for 3 years?
It's been a holdover
than that.
Oh, yeah. Wow, man.
Because we wondered if going to a new head coach, they were gonna get off that. They got off the chain. There's no chain anymore, right?
No
more chain.
But they're still doing let them know.
Literally off the chain, yes. But they are doing let them know.
Every time I've sarcastically tweeted about the Cavs, I think I've used let them know more as a sarcastic thing than a real thing, but it did. I would have to say it's definitely caught on. It's definitely something the fan base.
The only way to get the little Cavs C logo in your tweet.
Right, with the hashtag.
There you go. So it says, King writes, who are the people who voted for it here? Jason
Jerry
Jones, Josh Robbins, J. King, not Jerry the King Lawler. I bet Jerry the King Lawler would have it rated higher. He is a fan of Cleveland sports. He wrote, I don't know when or why let them know became the Cleveland motto, but it fits better now with the Cavaliers apparently ready to become a viable championship contender. All right. Hey. The shades of Marie. He didn't write the all right. Hey, I put
you
it
added
in there.
That. You editorialized.
He writes, the shades of maroon aren't inviting, though.
Okay? I'm looking at it right now. I believe
it's
this
not maroon.
Is this year's.
He finishes, it bothers me that they included a period after let them know. So this is at least a little fun. He's having a little bit of fun here.
Yeah, I think the whole thing about the cup was the NBA knew they were going to start this cup thing. This is what, year three?
It's year two.
Oh, it's year two.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that mixed up with the playing games, which they've had now
totally
for a few years. So this is something that they wanted to do because everybody said the regular season games don't mean anything anymore. We're going to give you something to have some new meaning. And last year, it was so new. There's no tradition with it. There's nothing to look back at. There's no memories. There's none of that.
Felt like her second leg, it would be like a bubble tournament again or something. Like,
yeah.
That's the way it felt to me.
Yeah, so this is only something that can work if they stick with it and do it long term. And it creates something. So year two,
the TV ratings were a little bit bigger. So once they're a little bit bigger, they're like, yeah, they're going to do something.
Well, weren't the Lakers involved last year? Yeah.
Well, they won.
Yeah, they won it all. And then there was a big debate about whether or not they'd put up the banner. I still think they should give it a shot. I just don't think the incentives. I wanted the incentives to mean something at the end of the year. And until you do that, until you find a way, and I've heard competition people like go on podcasts and explain the pros and the cons of doing that, because the NBA did look at it. They really did. They looked at all of what Europe does with soccer. They wanted, because those games, what they do in other countries and other soccer leagues,
yes,
it does work. How can we do that in the NBA where we only seem to care about championships? How can we find a way to make something like this that's plopped down in the middle of the season that then culminates in Las Vegas, that you get a banner, but right now that's being mocked? Any teams that put up these banners, they're getting mocked for doing it. I think Cavs have already said that like a banner is going up if they win this thing.
Well, last year I didn't really think that they would have a great chance to win the in-season tournament for whatever reason. I didn't like compute with me.
Were they in Milwaukee's group last year?
I think so. I'm not sure.
And we thought Milwaukee was going to be really good.
Exactly. This year, I'm going, this team that can win the in-season tournament, NBA Cup.
Well, the Emirates NBA Cup.
So if they win the Emirates NBA Cup, do you take down Nate Thurman's banner and do you put up the NBA Cup banner?
I think that's a perfect poll question,
folks,
today.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I think that's...
I would say Nate Thurman's family would be upset, except Nate Thurman himself... Yeah. Seemed to be perfectly fine.
And rooted against us in the NBA Finals.
Yes.
So I don't need that guy up there. I've told you that for years. I don't need that banner up there. We have to try to educate people on that. And then when you educate them, they're like, that doesn't deserve a banner. Why does he deserve a banner?
It really actually doesn't. But once you put it up, it's like, well, once it's up, you can't take it down.
We've issued the challenge for people to do
to take it
down.
The only thing I thought... Oh,
we've said if you want to commit a crime and you can get away with it, take the banner down.
No, I don't need people going up there like Sting trying to take the banner down.
This is not the right
thing. Reckless speculation.
Gets me out of court.
I got to tell you, we've had pictures of people. They look like they are 5 feet away from that banner.
Yes. Yes, and they were conniving, and they were just weighing whether or not it made sense for them. Was that worth risking... maybe some of their freedom or fines or the humiliation, their family's name.
So before...
I think one of Thurman's family members said they were willing to take it down. Either way.
We got to find some Thurman family members, see what they have to say about
it. This could be the legitimate way to do it. That we have actual stakes, high stakes situation.
Yeah.
Cavs win it. One banner comes down.
The other one goes up.
Or we've even talked about just putting up a banner that goes over the other banner. So his is still there.
You know what you do?
You don't take it down. You know what you do?
Town match.
If they win the tournament, if they win the NBA Cup, this is the only way I'll agree to take down Nate Thurman's banner, because the only other time, like when you first started talking about it, like there were some things going on in America looking into people's past. I'm like, well, you're going to have to dig in the past. Do you really want to go dig into Nate Thurman's past? Do you want to find out if there was anything bad back there? I don't think there was anything bad, but I don't want to go digging up something there just to try to take his banner down.
We did it for Christopher Columbus. We can do it for Nate Thurman.
But your reasoning for Christopher Columbus was different from Nate Thurman's. You just wanted Nate Thurman's banner down. This is that was just an aesthetic thing, because now, when you look at the grand scheme of things, like, LeBron, Love, Irving, probably Mitchell by the time it's all said and done. I'm like, these are some pretty incredible basketball players. And Nate Thurman was a Hall of Famer, an incredible basketball player. But his history is with Golden State, and not necessarily with us.
Yes. His 114 career games with the Cavs, in which he averaged 5 points a game. So I don't think you need the banner.
This is the compromise I'm willing to make here. Because I have been steadfast, like, you can't do it. They win the NBA Cup. You take the NBA Cup banner. You put the banner up there.
He did average 6 rebounds, 4 assists.
It was a different game back then.
Yeah. And 5 points a game.
He only averaged that many rebounds? What did he average for his career?
For his career, it ended up being 15.
He averaged 15 rebounds a game for
his career. I'm sorry. I thought you meant points. Rebounds, actually, yes, 15 rebounds a game.
Okay, so he was obviously at the end of his career.
He was a third of the player here that he was in his career. You put a banner up.
You can put up the NBA Cup banner. You take down the Thurman banner. You don't just hide it. You put it somewhere in the lobby.
Make it a Where's Waldo. Yeah. Now, that would be cool.
I don't think you need to make it a Where's Waldo. It's a giant banner.
This is awesome. Yeah, you can hide
it.
You can hide it around every different game. It's a new contest, and if you find the banner, you get improved seats.
Are you crazy?
This could be fun. I think the fans would be really into this promotion.
Or how about this? They're building the new, 150 million square foot facility over there by the river? I mean, it seems to be a huge facility. Take it over there. Hang it over there. You're still honoring the guy.
You're still honoring him.
You don't need to give away number 42. We're not saying to give away the number again that a player can wear it. Just, but you move on from it.
Name one of the MRI rooms after him. Something. There's got to be a way to still keep his name.
Why the MRI rooms?
No, just somewhere over there that's going
to
be training facility.
You guys need to knock off the Owen Hart jokes on the internet. Okay, for the love of God, folks. Knock it off. I didn't say it. They're putting it out there, for the love of God. It's Tuesday morning at 6:14. Cavaliers are 12-0.
Is it our responsibility to hype up? See, now this is the risk you run. Because they're undefeated coming into the cup, now if they lose one of these cup games, it's going to be, the pressure of the cup. The pressure of the cup got to them. They caved. They could, once the game started mattering, they couldn't take
it. Good. Good.
So now you have a real playoff feel.
I want all the possible adversity that they can. Yeah, I said it. I said the word. I want all the possible adversity that they can get. As much as we could possibly get before it actually takes it. Because, I mean, they're 12-0, man. I mean, if you ain't going to talk championship possibilities now, when are you ever going to talk about them?
Well, didn't they? I don't know if it changed over the last two games, but two games ago I saw that they were the best offense in NBA history. Which I know is happening now every year. There's a new offense that's the best offense in NBA history by whatever metrics, and the Cavs, because they were the best offense this year, and we're a year later, by virtue of that, they were the best offense in NBA history. So it's got a nice ring to it, right?
Yes. So, I will take down the banner if the Cavs win the NBA Cup. They have to win the NBA Cup, though. If they don't, then the banner stays up.
It'd be cool.
I want you to accomplish.
Be something to play up. Be something to, especially because Boston's involved. I love that you have the added intrigue of that series already. Already, we lost to them last year. I know they still don't have Porzingis. I think we're okay. We're okay on Jared Allen last night, right? He was getting worked on. I think after the game, they said he's fine. So that's good news. Because the Cavs have, with the exception of Max Strus, have been one of the healthier teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
I want this to be a nice, much ballyhooed matchup, something that we can promote, get into.
Off the top of my head, biggest differences this year so far. Darius Garland, the Renaissance.
Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
The Renaissance. That's right. This is the second consecutive week of Cavs players earn the honor. And I think it's the second time of his career, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That's right here. Second time of his career. Good for Darius Garland. So one has to be the Renaissance of Darius Garland. Two, I mean, I know he's a hell of a golfer, but a healthy Ty Jerome is paying dividends here. The 12 points off the bench last night. It's like a Vinny Johnson type of scenario here.
They went. This is important now. I'm glad you brought his name up.
Okay.
They went last year from, of all the good teams, they had some of the worst point guard play in the league, and then they had no backup. So Darius was having a season from hell, and then there was nobody. There was really nobody afterwards. Now Darius is playing like an all-star, maybe all-NBA point guard, and then there's zero drop-off.
Exceedingly.
When you go to the bench.
Yeah.
Zero, because Jerome has been magnificent.
So you put in Ty Jerome, and then you put in, obviously you put in, I would say a little bit, not obviously, but I think you put in a little bit of Dean Wade, because I still think he stretches the floor. I understand that he's not necessarily shooting the hell out of it, but I think he stretches the floor. And then you got to give some credit to Kenny Atkinson. You can't sit there and say that he doesn't. I know that you're not saying it, but it's like, it's so weird because I'm thinking, okay, what is the, it's the same players. It's the same players. So what is his vibe different? There you go. But they've done a tremendous job to start things off. They're 12-0. We'll talk more Cavs coming up here in a bit.